This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I don't know that Miles believes what he's saying. At that point, I don't know anymore that I'll ever believe something Miles saying unless I have empirical data to back it up. But I'm not going to yuck your yum. And I do feel like my yum has been yucked a little bit with the Browns, the third helmet that was released earlier today. I've seen some of the reviews. I think I'm kind of excited for it. I think it's a decent helmet.
You're much more of a jersey guy than I am. I'm not much of a jersey guy, all things considered, but I do like fashion, and I do like, I'm not Joe Burrow about it, but yeah. I like cool things. It's fine. I think I was expecting something different.
I don't think your tone.
It's not just the use of the word fine. It's not a knockout.
It's the pitch. It's where your voice went that I think might tell.
I think I saw the Buccaneers helmets, and they had like six different logos, and all of them, I was like, well, that's cool. That's cool. That's fun. I like that. That's good. And I don't know. This one, maybe I was expecting a different color or something. Maybe I was expecting like more orange.
More brown?
No, I think I was expecting orange. I wanted the orange to be oranger. Yeah. I wanted the white to be whiter. I'm not sure.
It's a real shame that we just threw such a big fit about the stadium, the scoreboard being shaped like Tennessee, and that now the Haslams are just so against orange that we're just never going to get the traffic cone, the all orange, which I do think are fire.
Yeah, I like the all orange look.
So as like, I like a, the as all like white a color look. Rush.
But the brown doesn't.
White unis are just so. Ugh.
I like all white, but that's the baseball fan in me that grew
that's
up with
no
a home.
So
the home to, no, the home team played in whites, and I just always thought that was fun. No, I don't know. Something about it that maybe it's because the two Browns don't seem like they match up the same.
Yeah, that is interesting. I mean, the helmet does look black.
I don't know. Maybe it'll look cool when they actually play with it, though. Maybe that's a thing. But I'll yuck up people's yum, as you say, when it comes to Myles Garrett and that discussion with this. If you're excited by it, stay excited by it. That's fun.
I actually kind of like that they went for a darker shade with the unis as well, because it's color rush. It's all brown. But I honestly, because we haven't seen it in person, so the video or the pictures do make it look like a black and orange helmet.
Yeah.
That being said, like, I think the darker brown, we're going to make the orange is oranger joke. God knows Florio already did and stole all of our fun, because now that guy said it, I'm sure as hell not repeating that joke. But I do like the darker brown. I think that makes the orange pop a little bit more.
So on a level of what, 1 to 10? How do you grade this?
I'm going to go a 7. Like, I love the white helmets. I mean, that's like a 10 out of 10. That is clean as hell. The normal helmets are fine, and maybe a 5 out of 10. So, yeah, this probably becomes my second favorite helmet. I think it's fine.
Yeah,
the stripes are the only thing. The stripes are so big that it's almost a little much with the orange on the helmet. But overall, yeah. And brown slash black face mask, yeah.
I guess I care more about the jerseys than I do the helmets, because people buy the jerseys. You know, you buy the jerseys, and then you have the jerseys to own. There's not many people, and you'll be able to buy this, I'm sure, but there's not many people that buy the helmet. So maybe I'd be more attached if it was the jerseys, but it just doesn't bother me one way or another. But I didn't love it initially.
I actually will say I kind of love the jerseys too. Like, it's just a little different, and I really continue to have to go back to this, but the shade of brown is just, it's really hard to work with like brown and orange colors.
Yeah.
Like BG at some point in their history was like, oh, it's also green. And you're like, Okay, no objection. Yeah, I'm not going to be a traditionalist because the green does play with the other two colors. I've always felt like the Browns need a third color anyways.
Well, and you also don't really, you don't have a logo to really play with either, you know?
That, okay, that actually I do think would have been the one thing at some point I want to see. I want a helmet with a dog or Brownie the Elf as a logo.
I mean, I'll take Brownie the Elf. I have my favorite version of Brownie the Elf, and I'm sure you guys do too.
Is it the old school one or is it the more vicious one?
No,
the more leprechaun.
It's the more old school one. I don't like the more vicious one. But they've swerved into the more.
You only like nice elves.
I like the nice elf.
That's fair.
He feels like he's like a keyboard elf.
Yeah,
very nice.
But make you some cookies.
Yeah,
you know, but he's not going to jam you up.
Is it a keyboard elf or is it Dylan Gabriel over there? I don't know. I can't tell the difference.
Okay, if Dylan takes the job, I do want Brownie the Elf remade as Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah, it would only be fitting. Yeah. Or maybe Dylan Gabriel remade as Brownie the Elf. You tell me.
Either or. I'm good with
it
either.
It definitely plays. But like, yeah, so I do something like that and make that into it. But it's hard. They don't want to do that.
So,
or at least they don't seem like they want to do that.
So I said seven. And by the way,
at least they didn't put the numbers on again.
I think the jerseys are like an eight. I think the jerseys really play. And that might be actually, I might like the jerseys more than the helmet. But I said like a 7 out of 10 for the helmet, 8 out of 10 for the jerseys. Where are you?
Yeah, maybe like a 5 and a 6.
Okay, because here's...
But again, I'm not a jersey guy, so if you're excited by this, it's not that serious to me.
Because I got a couple of... My buddy Deacon was like, it can't be serious. Is it this color because of the dude wipes thing? And I was like, all right, guys, at some point, if they are trying to do something cool, they're not going to hit everything out of the park. You're going to have... Some ones that just don't like, but like...
But sometimes it's instantaneous and everyone knows it, right?
Oh, see, I don't think it's instantaneous. This is pretty split, but I don't know.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, sometimes it's instantaneous and everyone knows it. This is not that. Like, the Guardians with the CLE, the City Connect, everyone knew that instantly.
Yeah, that was fire.
That one came out and everyone's like, not only is that the best jersey they have, we immediately want more of that, and let's keep that thing going. Like, it didn't have that reception today.
No. That's fair. It has been much more split. I continue to look back at this
over time,
and I'm like, no, keep trying stuff, right? Like, I like this. Some people don't. No, keep trying
stuff.
Honestly,
that's what I would do if I was a franchise. I would just keep throwing things up against the wall until finally you got something that was like the City Connect, and then it did just stick, and then you can keep that for 30 years.
But I'm not trying to tell anyone how to think. But, man, we're trying to, like, have more cool things. I'm cool with an organization erring on more side of that, and I'm going to say this. For a fair amount, because I've responded to at least one person on Twitter, at Nick Wilson says, social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. I've said at one person, I was like, if they were coming off 14-3, you would think this is the most fire thing ever.
It'd probably be
like hyped. Some of this is the 3-14 talking, and I can't let that go to fashion, because I have such little fashion sense in the first place. But we did talk and lead the show with Myles Garrett setting the bar high for the Cleveland Browns. Here's what Myles had to say.
I expect to get to the Super Bowl. Well, that's our expectation every year. And I expect to run back the Defensive Player of the Year. You know, keeping both of those things in mind, I have to be the very best player I can be every single day. You know, as soon as I step foot in the building, I have to be the best version of myself and the best leader I can possibly.
All right, we got a couple calls on this. I want to make sure to get their voices.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I was in on this, but I will ask you, if I tend, set sail on Miles as a leader. I have. But if you are somebody who still thinks leadership is in there, isn't this the kind of messaging you, if you're the Browns, you want out of Myles Garrett? Is that not a form of leadership?
I think you can do the messaging while not saying Super Bowl. I think you can talk about you being potentially this, potentially that, and not bringing the S word into play here. I think he took it a bridge too far. And I only say that because
what about
he used
the A word.
The S word. Super Bowl.
What about the T word?
What is title the T game. Word? Title game?
AFC title game.
Now you're being an A word right now. All right.
What about the D word? Again, divisional playoffs.
If it all applies.
What about the W word?
It'd be funny if everybody's like, "Oh, I see this as a wild card team," and people are like, "He's trying to." We'd have a debate. Is he rah-rahing everyone, or is he trying to like temper people's expectations? What exactly
think
is he doing?
The more insulting one is the divisional round.
Yeah,
because that's like splitting the difference. It's like, oh, we're not a wild card team. We're also not an AFC title game. I see us really getting maybe a playoff winner being gifted into the second round and then that being it.
It's just using the same language he used 5 months ago is the problem. You can't use Super Bowl as the reason why you want out and saying they're not good enough and they can't compete there and that's why you want to be traded, to then use it now and nothing have changed in this offseason. Like, that's where you lose me.
216-474-0092. Dave in Berea, do you believe that Myles Garrett really believes what you heard just a few moments ago about Super Bowl and DPOY again?
Well, I believe that he would like to get to a Super Bowl, but as far as the defense clicking, I believe I believe him on that one. But I mean, let's go back to last winter. Before he got on his grandstand, he talked to LeBron James. LeBron James evidently tipped him off about going up there and saying that stuff to get the contract. You know, that's where I didn't believe any of it. But, I mean, he's a leader. A leader is nothing more than somebody that everybody on the team looks up to. Can you tell me that nobody on that team looks up to him?
Can you, JP?
I can't. I can't tell you that, Dave.
So, you know, maybe he'll step it up. If he was able to step it up this past winter at the podium, maybe he will. But let's face it, if anybody stepped up as a rah-rah guy on a 3-14 team, he'd look like an idiot, wouldn't he?
Well, I'm making
Depending
the case
on the
that he
3-14 team.
I'm making the case that he does look like an idiot right now, Dave. That's the case I'm making.
Dave, we got a boogie, buddy. Okay, like, I appreciate you.
No one's taking it serious when he says it, and a lot more people are probably like myself, where we're just thinking about what he said 5 months ago, and how this is just—it's not consistent at all.
I think the thing I would say that maybe Dave's call can start to kind of hit at is that I don't think people remember him coming out at the end of the season saying, we're going to have real conversations. And then 2 weeks later on the NFL Films thing saying,
the Hard Knock series.
Hey, I've bought in. I know. And then 2 weeks later, we get the letter. And then a month later, he caves in the contract thing. And by the way, he said he consulted LeBron. He didn't say what LeBron actually advised him to do, other than LeBron really likes the city of Cleveland, which feels like a great moment to pander. John in Bay Village, welcome to the show. Do you believe that Myles Garrett believes Super Bowl's the expectation this year?
Absolutely not. And anybody who does has lost their minds. I mean, first off, thank you for being a true voice of Cleveland and telling people the truth, rather than the media that's out there right now seeing, say, Miles is back. He's always believed in this team. He doesn't. He clearly doesn't believe in this team. You know, him saying he wants to win Defensive Player of the Year, of course he does. But for the team, that's about as good as a screen door on a submarine. It does nothing for us. He needs to lead the team. He needs to lead the team. And a leader isn't just somebody who people look up to. Yeah, we were a 3-14 team, but there was a lot of games that we were in that the defense just took a crap on, and at no point was he out there trying to get them worked up. He doesn't believe in this team. I don't think that. I don't have the same faith in him that I used to. I think he's a great player, and he's going to be a great asset, but he knows this team is nowhere near Super Bowl ready. This is a 7-win team tops.
John, we appreciate you. I think a 7-win team, I think that's usually like the ceiling that people have given me. Like when we did the straw poll thing, I think I don't think anyone told me specific wins over seven, maybe eight games. We'll get to that later in the show. But 216-474-0092. Does Myles Garrett really believe what he said earlier today, talking about he sees a Super Bowl and Defensive Player of the Year award? And we will get to quick hits here coming up in about just about 5 minutes. And football is truly back, and I can prove it in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.